Zach, this is Rick Tering on Marlene Sparks. Sparks is S-P-A-R-K-S, Sparks. S as in Sam, P as in Paul. Sparks, Marlene, M-A-R-L-E-N-E, date of birth is 7-14-51. Please make a copy for Dr. Chet Anthony, D-O, Chet, C-H-E-T. Anthony D.O. Next paragraph. Dear Chet, thank you for sending Marlene Sparks for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph, history, present, illness. This is a 71-year-old lady with a history of asthma and chronic bronchitis has symptoms of cough and wheezing and was treated for an acute episode of bronchitis about a month ago. The patient went for a CBC and CMP, which was within normal limits, and she was treated with doxycycline and Tessalon pearls. She is presently having some wheezing and occasional cough, but denies chest pains, fevers, or myoptosis. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history of foot surgery. And a history for removal of a cyst on her hand and a hysterectomy. She also has a history for hypertension for more than 10 years and had one episode of atrial fibrillation and atrial fibrillation period. Next paragraph, allergies to codeine. Next paragraph, habits. The patient does not smoke. Alcohol use occasional. Next paragraph, family history. Mother died of a stroke and father died of C. diff colitis. No history of asthma. Next paragraph. Allergies to codeine and latex. Next paragraph, review of systems. The patient has no weight loss, fatigue, or fever. She has double vision and cataracts. She has vertigo and hoarseness and sore throat. She has hay fever and asthmatic symptoms. and wheezing, as well as shortness of breath, which denies any abdominal pains. No nausea, rectal bleeding, no diarrhea, constipation. She has no chest or jaw pain. No arm pain or calf muscle pains. She has anxiety, depression. She has joint pains, muscle aches. She has headaches, no seizures, no memory loss, no skin rash. Next, med list. Included nebulized ipratropium, 0.5 milligrams TID, Ventolin inhaler, 2 puffs PRN, Flonase nasal spray, 2 sprays nasal nostril, daily, and she also completed a course of prednisone, 10 milligrams a day. Next, paragraph, physical exam. This moderately overweight elderly white female is in no acute distress, no pallor, cyanosis, ictus, or peripheral edema. Blood pressure is 130 by 90, pulse is 85, respiration's 18. Temperature 97.5, weight is 214, saturation 97. HE and TN arms, phallic pupils react when equal. Tongue is moist, throat is mildly injected, ears no inflammation. Neck, supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest, equal movements with diminished blood counts of the periphery with scattered visas throughout both lung fields. Heart, the anthems are irregular, S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, 1 plus edema. Decreased peripheral pulses, there's no calf tenderness or swelling. Reflexes, 1 plus with no gross motor defect. Cranial nerves, grossly intact, skin, no lesions. Next, impression. Number one is asthma with chronic bronchitis. Number two, hypertension. Number three is obstructive sleep apnea, possible. And next paragraph plan, patient will get a complete pulmonary function study. She also recently had a CT chest, and we do not have the report as yet. And we will request for the CT chest report. She will use a Ventolin inhaler, 2 puffs QID PRN. And advised to use a nebulizer with albuterol and ipratropium solution 3 times a day as needed, and get a Advair disc inhaler, 250 by 50 micrograms, 2 puffs twice a day. And a follow-up visit here approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for the consultation. Copy for Chet Anthony D.O. C-H-E-T. Anthony D.O. Thank you.